Hello, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to Aimless Babble Z, episode 314. I'm Ticket Master, joined by
RPG Maniac 05
and Gamery 12.
So yeah, Turtle's not here. We don't have any middle segment. Whatever. We might scrape together some news, and there's some Final Fantasy event happening that we might talk about. Whatever. So yeah, what you been playing? Who wants to go first? I guess I'll go first. So I played quite a bit of things this week. I switched up on handheld. I dumped the After Years. I took a break. I was at some part with Edge, who's a ninja, and I was like, you know what, I'm not feeling it. And then XCOM Plus came out, and I was like, ah, XCOM Plus on Vita! So, yeah. It's effing XCOM on effing Vita. I mean, it's weird, cause it's like, you know, you can see, there's clearly things have been made to make it playable on this version, where it's like, some of the textures are kinda eh, and the character models are kinda eh, graphics are just like, overall not as good as the console version or PC version, and then, it's not that the load times are long, it's just that there are so many of them, that it doesn't, it's not always an issue, but it's like, yeah, if you don't have time to play this game, unless you have like a lot of time, it's gonna be a bit like, yeah. Like, just in between stuff that has to, like, load in between when you're on missions. Or base building and then you're doing missions. And it's like, you know, when you're not doing missions, you're in your base doing stuff. And so, that goes by fast when you're in their base, but it's like, you know, there's that, like, you gotta juggle it. And hope, like, when you're in a mission, stuff doesn't go down and you're just like, yeah, I'm losing people. Cause it's like, oh great, I have to build my team up. That takes even longer cause there's so many load times. Oh, whatever, so. But I've been, doing okay. I started in the US and, none of my countries have yet got the threat level or panic level to where they've left XCOM, and yeah, it's been. Oh, but this is the version with the stuff, the melding, so I get to check that out now, but I haven't got that far. But there's like new enemies that are like cloaking, and they sneak up on you. I don't like them. I honestly hate them. I think it's a terrible addition, because it's like.
I mean, most of the enemy types in that game are kind of like not likable. Like.
Cause you have like someone, like a sniper that's like overwatching and then all of a sudden you'll see like, they're like these cloaking it's weird, they're like cloaking, I don't know what they're called, lurkers or something, I'll remember next time, but they're like floating quadra tentacle with like a face and they like grapple onto you, they like face hug you and your teammates have to like shoot them off of you and it's like, even if they shoot them off they do damage to you, so it's like, yeah, you're kind of screwed no matter what with those things, so, unless you like get the jump on them before they get the jump on you, so. It's XCOM on handheld, which is cool. So, yeah. Totally awesome. As far as that goes. But then it sucked because, like, the memory card I put it on, I guess, for whatever reason, I was downloading it, and then I paused it, and I put my Vita, well, I didn't put my Vita to sleep, it just fell asleep because I was, like, it was just sitting there, and I had it plugged in. And then it just, like, wouldn't turn back on, so I had to basically wipe that memory card because I couldn't start up my Vita with it turned on, or, yeah. Couldn't figure out what was wrong with it, and that was, like, the only solution, so. Whatever I'd saved on that memory card is down the tubes, but I don't think it was anything important, so.
You should hope not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wasn't, because, like, every time I switch games on Vita, it's like, well, I'm done with this one. On the next one, so. That's where I was at. Next up, Michonne, Walking Dead, Episode 2. Yeah. It was more awesomeness. And I'm kind of bummed out because it's only 3 episodes and you can already see like where the train is headed in this one. So, but they did.
Where does it take place in the series?
I don't watch a TV series, so I'm not sure.
No, I meant like the game series.
It's not connected to the games at all. It's more connected to the show and the comic. Cause like the description in the store says like, find out what happens between issues, blah, 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 blah. When Michonne leaves and then comes back. So that's what's happening.
I see. Well, that's semi.
And then, it's kind of cool, just because it's, like, a small story arc. So it's, like, I can see myself playing this over and over again, just to, like, see if, like, any small things, like, change or whatever. But I don't think it's going to be like that, or, like, if you can alter any of the stuff that happens. But, because there's this part where they did something really cool, and I can see what happens. I'm like, ooh, I shouldn't have did that. And I did, because I was, like, I felt like I was in control of the situation, but I found out to be not in control of the situation. But then there's another thing I could have did, which, like, I felt would have went, like, even worse. So I'm like, if I would have gone back and played that differently, how would that have happened? So that was neat. And then they did this thing that I'm glad they did in this one, so I can always be, like, relaxed during conversations now. Like, oh, I'm just talking to this person, yada, yada, yada. Stuff goes down. It's like, oh, well, I'm glad they played that card in this one and not Season 3, because that would have messed with me, man. So, yeah. But then I guess I'm going to let my guard down, so if it does happen, I'll be even more freaked out by it. But yeah, that was nice. Let's see, what else? Yeah, just enjoying it and loving the conversation simulator with, in between the Walker fighting and drama deliciousness. And let's see, besides that, I think I played like two more things. So Street Fighter V, the update for Alex came out this week. So I checked out Challenge Mode, which I gotta say, I am disappointed because I thought it was going to be way more involved than it is. It's such a missed opportunity. It's basically you just watch, there's like text on screen that you read and it's like explaining stuff and it shows you, but it doesn't really show you. Like, doesn't do a good job of showing you. It just has like two characters going at it and then like, oh, this is an exhibition of like what we're talking about, but it doesn't like, whatever, dude. It was free, I guess, but it's like the ideal way to do that is like Virtual Fighter 4 Evolution on PS2 or yes. What, like that trial mode when it just like, it takes you step by step through like every situation in the game you could ever come through on an opponent and like how to get out of it and just like how to deal with it. It's like that to me is like, that is like an effing trial mode of like, this is how you play this game, like step by step, baby steps until you have like, got it all down. Like, there's like so much in that. Like, I'm gonna like record it all and just like put it all up and be like, dude, this is how you trauma, because that's like the best one, like ever. Like, that's what it should be. Like, not every fighting game, but if you want like some mode to like teach people how to play the game, that's like the go to in my opinion, because it's just so comprehensive. Which is like, oh, you hit someone off of a wall, or oh, you need to recover from a fall. It's just like, wow, there are so many situations, and it like takes you through every step of the way, and as you practice it, it's like, after you're done graduating, it's like, oh man, I feel ready to play Virtual Fighter. And then Virtual Fighter doesn't get popular, and it's like, oh, whatever. So, yeah. Then Alex is there, and like, you don't have to pay actual money for him, because the store doesn't have actual money that you can spend yet, so there's that. And there's just, all that's in the store right now is like costumes and colors, like nothing awesome. So, I feel like it's kind of overpriced, because if I spent all my money, I would be able to get all the costumes, but I don't think I would be able to get all of them, but I think my math might be wrong, so I think like 50,000 each. And there's over 10 characters, so that's like 500,000. And I don't even have 500,000 fight money, so it's like, on the one hand it doesn't bother me, but on the one hand it's like, dude, that's like, I mean, it doesn't bother me because you have to put the time in to get the fight money, but that's a lot of effing fight money. So, yeah, hopefully when story mode in the summer comes, or as they're working out the kinks, because there's so effing many in this game, they can address that. Because I was like, yeah, I'm not spending anything right now. Until they add, like, characters or stages I really want. It's like, color's not worth it, costume's not worth it. I mean, Laura, I will get it eventually, but I'm not, like, dying to get that sweet, sexy costume. So, yeah. Then what else?
I mean, I guess on the bright side, though, at least you don't have to, like, spend actual money, though. It's like, everything can just be unlocked within the game, right? It just takes a while if you don't do it that way.
A while is an understatement RPG. And it's not like you have, like, no effort on your part. I think you actually have to win. And, you know, human opponents are, like, not a rollover like AI opponents. So have fun getting frustrated and hating yourself and the game, because you might not be good enough to get what you want. Oh, we'll see what happens.
Oh my.
Weren't you streaming grinding fight money or something? Or is that not possible anymore?
I was streaming it, but at the time I didn't know how to get fight money. I was just like fight money, yeah. And then like you can only get it from clearing, like each time you clear survival mode you get it once. And then story mode, you get it once. And then that's like the only offline stuff you can do to get it. Well, the trials mode they added for like when you do combos and crap. But then it gets so hard after a certain point, it's like, I can't do these. And you don't even get that many, I don't think. Cause I got like, I want to say like 500 or 1,000 for each one I cleared with Ryu, and I got like 6 out of 10. So, yeah. And after that, it's just grinding away and I think right now it's only ranked. I think they said they're going to update it to have casual or non-ranked matches give you 5 money too. So I think that's where I'm going to get mine. It's just all casual matches. I couldn't even get like the silver rank, and like the game glitched on me to where like it had the connecting screen up still, and I couldn't like back out the menu, and like the match started, and I couldn't even control my character, and it's like connecting, and like I got it all perfect. I was like, thanks Capcom, thanks game, whatever. Never using the search option again to try to find a ranked match because it screwed me. So I'm gonna use Fight Request. So yeah, whatever. Mm. And then, let's see. I guess also when they add the story stuff in the summer update, they might, you know, have more. If you clear this, you get more fight money. Or we'll see. So,
Money!
Besides that, what was the third game? Oh, that's right. So Borderlands pre-sequel. Been playing this game. And there's another game I will not say the name of, which is that game, which I will not say the name of. That's like, you know.
What are we talking about?
That one. That starts with a letter D that I don't want to say that you know what it is.
I don't know what game you're talking about.
Well, I'm not going to say it, so it doesn't matter.
You talking about Destiny?
Yeah, I'm talking about that game.
Oh. Why couldn't you just say Destiny?
Because every time I say I get triggered every time I like hear that name or like just say it. It makes me just want to get angry and mad and curse all over the place just all the time I wasted in that stupid game. And
then,
it's happening, guys. The amount of time I played in that game, the amount I spent in that game, the amount, like, I grinded up for all those resources, all that heaven time, and then every year, it's like, spring update, guys. Hey, guess what? Hey, for the casuals, come back to us. We're gonna give you all these sweet things to get. It's gonna be super easy, and everybody that's been playing since, like, the new stuff came out in September, and they haven't stopped playing because they're a bunch of suckers. And they haven't stopped playing. They've been, like, grinding. It's like they put shards of glass in their mouth, and they just chew. And, like, and they just, like, think it's fun. And they do it over and over. It's like, we don't know why, but it's great. And, like, we love to torture them by, like, not making things easy in this game. And you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna flip the switch every spring and just make it super easy for everybody. I'm like, yeah, go play Prison of Elders, because, you know, it's fun, stupid, nobody cares about it, and then, you know, add all this other crap. Oh, like these new armor sets and shader. Well, they're not shaders, they're like, I can't remember what they're called, but they change colors. Or you don't even have them
Chroma.
On. Chroma, that stuff. It's like, yeah, look at all this sweet crap that wasn't here when we updated Taken King. It wasn't there before. We added it now. I mean, Prison of Elders, we probably could have did that, but we did. But you're like, we gotta hold something back, right? Gotta keep the suckers playing for a whole year, right? And then, you know, a new quest line, strikes, and, yeah, stuff. So, keep being you guys, playing Destiny.
You should put this on YouTube, this rant. Epic.
I think he actually does have a rant on YouTube about Destiny.
Oh, does he?
I think there's an actual one already.
No, I had one, but then my video crapped out, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna be nicer this time. And I was just like, I'm not even caring. You just didn't have heart.
It's you. It's like time. Pent up, like, frustration. Did you watch today's,
I did.
Fashion show?
Yeah.
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 Oh, look at the new armor line we got for the, Dead Orbit. And yeah. New Monarchy. What killed me too is like, they were saying like, oh, these armor sets come from the packages that you get from ranking up. Like, it takes freaking forever to rank up. Like, getting these pieces are gonna be close to impossible unless you play.
Unless you were like low level with them.
Or if they do what they did last year when they're like, oh, every day you can get a legendary Engram because why do we care now? We're just gonna give it all away in the spring update. It's like you guys get so much free crap. Everybody's been trying so hard since the first day. F those guys. And then everybody else, you get like no effort at all involved. It's like, oh, you want infuture stuff up to 330? Hey, guess what? 100% every time. Everybody doing challenge mode for the last how many months. Suckers. Oh, that poor Tekken guy. He could only get one character to 320 at a time, and then the other two at like 319, and he had to suffer, and then he realized his flaws and stopped playing this terrible game. But hey, the rest of you out there, keep being you, buddy. Keep the confidence.
I think it looks funny. It's like what they made normal 320, and then they said in the stream, like it was like, oh, we're not gonna bump the hard mode to 335. do we have to wait for a hot patch for that first? Yeah. So it's only 330 gear at the moment. It's like, oh my god, really?
So oh, wait, you can't actually even get to 335?
You can, but just with the new content. You can't get it using, by playing hard mode, King's Fall. Not
it's,
yet.
It's not the first day.
They said.
Yeah.
Yeah, not first day.
Oh. That's dumb.
And it's still RNG. It's only, you could still get gear that's like, what, 334.
Yeah.
So, it's not really straight up.
We'll see, gamer. I have a feeling it's gonna be like way easier. It's gonna be, I have a feeling it's gonna be like not as hard. Not as
bad. Well, remember, they said it was like that Sterling packages thing, and then you get like three, automatically every week.
But then the stuff is all vanity, and it's just light level three, isn't it? Or is that something else?
No.
I think I missed that part, cause I was doing my laundry.
I mean, they said they could drop armor sets in the, when you're in the actual challenge. Or in the weekly crucible thing, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then they said the stuff you could buy from, Tess is three, light level three. And you could infuse that, or whatever. I don't know, it was so complicated. It was like, okay, what's three, what's high level, I don't know.
Moving along, so I'm sick of talking about this stupid game. Borderlands pre-sequel. A game that's fun, and full of character and story, and adventure, and fun times, unlike that. Suck your soul out because you hate it so much. Destiny, ugh. I'm going to vomit every time I think about it.
Oh, super fun.
So I made another claptrap, or not another claptrap, I made a claptrap, and he is hilarious because he just, like, is so obnoxious, and, like, I think claptrap is hilarious. I'm not one of those people that thinks he's, like, super annoying, so it's, like, I was playing, I'm trying to think, I think I jumped into somebody's game because I was, like, level one, and I was, like, I don't want to start at the beginning by myself, so I just, like, jumped to, like, some public game. And then I was like using my special and I was like, this is probably annoying for everybody else, but I don't care. So it's like, yeah, I kind of felt bad if I didn't. So I was like, whatever. You got a claptrap with you and that's just going to be your reality.
Why? What's his special?
He just always like says stuff like, I don't know. He does like random things that like boost his stats or like summons a minion and it's like, or he like has a axe out and he's like, all right, melee mode. Like he puts his guns away and like he has his giant axe. And it's like, man, claptrap's awesome in this game. It's pretty funny. It was hilarious, and I thought it was great. I was very entertained the whole time. And then I think I'm almost at the end of the game with my other character, but I keep, I had like the worst luck with groups the other day, cause I was like, I get to groups, and then like, we'd fight this boss that I was like at, around the level of, I was like, alright, I'm just keep doing this part over and over, getting some levels up. And then every time after that, like, the group with this band, it's like, whatever, man. And I'm at this other boss that's like this giant ship thing, and I thought I couldn't do any damage to it, but apparently I could. It just wasn't coming close enough to me. But it's stupid. I'm just gonna join a public game of like where I'm at, and then we're gonna kill it. It's gonna be super easy, and hopefully that's in the game, and I can go back to Need for Speed or something. I don't know. Keep clearing out that backlog, cause gotta clear the decks for Andromeda. That's the new plan. You know, I've had this, you know, whole
next year,
spiritual reawakening, reevaluating my life after this whole Destiny situation, those last few months, and I realized my calling was to save the galaxy in Seven Armor.
So. Wow. That is, huh?
You do remember, Deus Ex is coming out in August, right?
Gamer, I can beat that game in like a week or two. It's fine. I can just blow through it. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Take vacation.
But it can't be that long.
And it's like months before, because, you know, Mass Effect had to get delayed, like I called it, into 2017, because Tekken's always right, I guess. Whatever.
So, it wasn't really officially announced.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. They only have released it to begin with, so it technically wasn't delayed.
They had a thing on the end of the E3 trailer last year, I think, that said, coming holiday 2016, or coming next year, or coming... There might be a date, they might not be. I'll have to go back and look it up because you said it. But yeah,
I had my hopes up. Coming eventually.
So that bummed me out, but then I was like, well, I have all this time between now and then, and all the two current games I'm playing are games and services, and they're just taking a slow time to roll out those services. Hitman, Street Fighter, I'm looking at you. And I've got a lot of downtime in between then, so I got plenty of time to play games. Yippee skippy.
Is your time to get all your fight money? Your fight money!
Yeah, there'll be plenty of time for that. I think that's pre-sequel, Michonne, Street Fighter, Vita. Yeah. I mean, I played some after years, but it's still crap, so whatever. Yeah. The verdict isn't changing on that one. And that's all I've been playing.
That doesn't sound pleasant at all.
I had to go check this Mass Effect launch trailer. to see if it had a date or not.
Hmm. Pretty sure it's a known development.
Yeah, same here.
I really don't think they were like, yep, it's definitely coming, guys, even though we only have concept art for it.
No. I'm so sure on this. I'm so sure.
I mean, the only thing they had was like a CG thing, right? Last year?
If that.
Yeah, they had the announced trailer, and then they had the In 7 Day with the Shepherd voiceover, which was like, what? Super, like, I don't even know why they, I think that was like super trolly in my own honest opinion, cause it's like, why are you doing this Bioware? Like, you know there's like, irreparable harm that you could do to your next game by like linking it with this character that you have done stuff to in this last game, that the flames of the internet were unleashed, and you're playing with fire dudes, that's all I'm gonna say, and like, I'm gonna stand back and watch and enjoy my popcorn, but you've already done it, so.
Well, I do like fire.
You know you did, and you only have yourself to blame. So, RPG Gamer, which one have you been playing? Who wants to go next?
Gamer said he would love to.
Yeah, it's another game that starts with a D. It's pretty much the same effing game as the other D game. Division. And I'm just pretty much at the point where I can just like pretty much not play until the new content comes out. So I pretty much take like what's happening with Destiny.
That was quick.
I kind of went ham in the game. Like, I have like 6 days in game time on that game already. And it just came out, 2 weeks ago? So, I like it. I mean, it was a good game. It was, like, a great time, like, leveling up, finding new friends, because none of the people from Destiny got it, so I was like, oh, I better find new people. I found new people, they're fun.
Because we all knew where this was going. We were like, yeah, nah.
And, like, I'm just
like
waiting.
A duck and quacks like a duck. It might duck.
And it still starts with a D.
And, like, Dark Zone's fun. It's fun. It's still fun. Like, you still see random people. It's like, are they going to take my loot? Are they going to shoot me? I don't know. And then, I ranked up to 58 in that. So, and, like, max is supposedly 99, so. Eh. Because, like, right now the problem is there's this crafting item called Division Tech. And the only way you can get Division Tech, or high-end Division Tech, which is, like, the exotic version of it, is to go through the entire map of the Dark Zone and just open crates, or they drop from the named bosses in the area. And it's RNG when they drop. So it's like, you don't know when you're going to get it. It just drops. So it's like...
And then you have to extract on top of that.
You don't need to extract it. You just pick it up and it's yours. The only thing you have to extract is gear you find that drop from bosses. Like, that's... Once you have to extract the loot.
So you
get to keep the Division Tech, you get to keep the money. The only thing you lose when you die is experience. Some Dark Zone keys were just like keys that open chests in the Dark Zone that could drop, in Destiny they're exotics, in Division they're called high-end material, high-end like materials where it's like either a chest piece or weapons, they're called high-ends, and they're like the exotics of the game. And, you lose keys if you die in the game. But there's only keys, experience, and money. And those three things are so easy to come by. So even if you lose some, you can always gain them back later on. But yeah, grinding for Division Tech is just mindlessly boring. Like, I'm just going around, going to chests, open. And the thing about these chests, right? It's instant. So, there's 24 people in your instance, so if there's a group of people running around doing the exact same thing, they're opening the chest, but you can't get it because in their version, they opened it. But when you go to it, it's empty. So you have to wait until the timer runs up or something, whatever the timer is, like 2 hours or an hour. You have to wait for that to come around again, and then you might have a chance of getting that chest open. But most of the time, it's already picked up, so it's like, ugh. Whatever. So now I'm on the downtime playing the game. So I'm just playing like the daily challenges just to get the Phoenix credits, which are equivalent to the strange coins in Destiny, where you get to use them for higher end gear. And that's where I'm at now in Division. Just stuff. And in the meantime, because like supposedly they're gonna talk about incursions, which are like the raid version in the Division, but like they're gonna talk about it tomorrow, and I have no idea when that's going to drop, so I'm just waiting on news for that. It better be good. Cause like, challenge mode missions, which is like, you're level 30, the enemies are level 32, so they do the entire like Destiny thing where it's like, oh, everything's higher level than you and you can't do shit about it. But then after a while, you start to overpower everything by using higher end gear in the game. So you could just team up with a group of randoms and you just like blaze through those challenge missions. Like when you first encounter challenge missions, they're like just extremely hard, extremely difficult. But like these days, like you just go through them like nothing. They're just like, oh, these are hard. Not really anymore. But, in the meantime, I have been playing Dead or Alive Extreme 3. I had initially purchased this because I was like, you're not going to tell me what I can't buy here in America. And I thought I was going to buy it for the DNA. But it's funny because I thought, oh, I'm going to see a lot of boobies jumping around. Nope. I'm really addicted to like the whole management women sim in the game. Like, you have to increase their satisfaction. Oh, they like this food. They like this costume. They don't like this shit. Like, oh my, it's really difficult.
You become a pimp.
No, but you're not whoring them out. It's like, you're just like, I want to I want to make you happy. And so it's weird because like some of these girls, right? There's a girl, I don't know how to pronounce her name, Hanoka or something. She has like the biggest breast, right? But her character, right, is sort of like slow, and it's like, this feels so wrong.
Well, there's also like a 12-year-old in it too, so there's also that.
That's what kills me, right?
Totally watching Gamer Stream last week of this.
Yeah, but you missed all that Gamer. You missed all like the we were just like commentating on the entire that. But you couldn't hear it. What was that?
What's funny is like supposedly that character is like really popular. It's like that is super wrong because the girl looks like she's freaking 12 years old, and I don't even like she asked me to be her partner. So I was like yes, and like there's all these like poses and like I can't do this. This is weird. Supposedly she's like really the most popular character in the game for some people. It's like oh my god, creepy. That's just effing creepy.
This is why we didn't get it in America.
But also, like, it's weird, like, you're watching, and, like, that one time she had, like, that cat with the bat wings outfit. And
oh,
like,
that was the swimsuit costume I got
in
the game.
Like, that's not a swimsuit. What's going on here?
Like, go swimming that came when I bought the game from Hong Kong, so I did not buy that or anything. It just, like, instantly, she wore it. I was like, oh, my God, that's just weird. Like, I don't even want to play her, but I have to play her for that freaking trophy. Like, it's just wrong, you know? It, like, I look at it, it's like, how can even people even, ugh, it's weird. But anyways, like, the other women, though, top notch. Like,
discretion is our
guarantee. Like, the tech is amazing. Like, the breast tech or the ass jiggle tech, whatever, the soft engine.
This is happening, just, guys. This is happening.
It is amazing. Like, it's equivalent to like, remember like in Fight Night or UFC, like they have like those muscles bulging and crap? Very similar, but in a different type of way. In motion it looks great. You can't see it in stills, like you have to see it in motion. It's great. And like there's like sweat tech and like they have like tan line tech, which is amazing. You could put like a girl in one costume, have her wear like suntan lotion, like, have her play the volleyball game, then switch her costume, and then she'll have the tan lines of the previous costume, and you can still see it while you're wearing a different costume. And it's just great combinations. Yeah, but the management thing, like, you have to do everything, because you only have, in a day, you only have three chances to do an activity, whether it's, like, pool hopping, butt bashing, tug of war, or volleyball, or rock climbing, or you could just relax, and that will waste one activity time, and you only have three per day, and you only have 14 days to do everything, and the only way to get, S+ ranking is to get our satisfaction like 100%, plus you have to get complete like 7 missions, and that's like impossible, because you never have any enough time to do her 7 missions, because they always ask you to do some, owner mission, which is like, doesn't even have any relevancy towards completing her missions, her 7 missions, and getting the the secret ending. I can't do it. Like, I have enough, don't have enough time. Like, the closest I got was getting 6 out of 7, and I was like, I can't see the secret ending. Supposedly there's like, if you spend enough in the casino, you get like tickets for like pole dancing and shit. Like, oh my god, what the hell? I never see this shit. Cause like, as an owner, the only way you can gain money is by watching them play or watching them relax. You get like, oh, 9,000 credits. 9,000 credits is not a lot since they cap you at like 1.5 million. And that, since you're spending so much as an owner to get them gifts, cause like the only way to increase their satisfaction at nighttime is only to give them a gift so it doesn't waste a slot of your activity time. And it's like, everything costs so much money. Like, this one bikini costs like 200,000. I was like, oh my god. It's like, there goes my, my gift money there. But, and then like, what's crazy, like, I bought the swimsuit for this one chick. I gift wrapped, because you have to gift wrap it to give it to them. You can't just like give them the swimsuit. I gift wrapped it, gave it to her, and she's like, oh, thank you for the gift, but I can't accept it. And like, if she doesn't accept it, it goes back to you, and then she cannot wear it. So it's like, you have to keep on gift wrapping it until she says, okay, I'll take it. Then she could wear it. So I was like, come on, just wear this thing, because it looks so good. It would look so good on you.
Oh no.
And she won't accept it. I'm like, god damn it, how can I
just
ever
like
do
like real life.
And I don't think it's...
So Game Wars is enjoying his pimp simulator because
I'm failing at the pimp simulator. Like, I have to ask like Yukina when she gets the game, like, how do you do it? Because she got like 1,000 points. She got like the entire game score on 360 for the previous game. So I have to ask her for some tips and tricks or something.
She's a master pimp.
She has to be, because like, man, these girls are fucking.
I believe you mean Madame.
Sure. Huh?
Madame Yukina.
I think madams only work for like brothels. Oh, they can still count as a pimp this way.
But yeah, the girls are really fantastic. They're really hard to crack. Like, I don't know what I need to do to like soften them up. So.
Just like real life.
I know. Just yeah, game's great. I'm addicted, not to the, you know, the entire TNA, but like that. I'm trying to like get them to get satisfied.
Oh my.
And that's what excites me about that game.
Of course it excites you. Of course it does.
But yeah, the game is really good. And it's not good, but it's not good. It's like, it's completely, gameplay wise, it's like, they really didn't add anything to the game from the previous games. Like, they actually removed stuff. Like, I've been hearing, like, there was a slot machine in the casino in the previous game. And like, all they added was like, the butt bashing minigame and tug of war and, rock climbing. And that's all they added. Everything else is like similar across the board, but I like it. Actually, it was actually pretty funny. Cause like, I pre-ordered from PlayAsia, which is like an import store. And then like a week before it was going to get shipped, it's like someone mentioned, oh, this is a Taiwanese version. And I was like, oh my God, do I have to create a Taiwanese PSN? Cause I only have a Hong Kong version, Hong Kong account. And I was like, oh my God. So I instantly bought like PlayAsia, like digital money. So I instantly bought in Hong Kong. Then like all of a sudden, oh, your copy has been shipped. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have 2 copies of this. So now I have 2 copies of one game. So yeah.
That's great. Okay. As far as Division goes, would you say it's like apples and oranges when comparing it to Destiny, or does it feel as similar?
It's just a green apple as opposed to the...
Yeah, it's a green apple compared to the red apple. It's like similar, but some mechanics are different. Like, the down but not out status. Like, if you get gunned down, there's a down but not out status. It's like pretty much similar to if you ever play like Last of Us multiplayer. It's like, you're still alive and your other teammates can revive you, but if they don't get you, you're out. And once that happens, they could still pick you up, but it'll take like much longer than like, let's say it takes you like 5 seconds to pick you up normally. It'll take them like 15 seconds to pick you up. But it's not like Destiny where it's like, oh, you have to wait 30 seconds to pick them up, you know, that type of thing. Mm. But, mechanics they're similar, but like the world mechanics are similar, but the gameplay is different. Because, you know, there's a cover system, And there's like, in like, Army of Two, like you have like an aggro system. In Destiny, you don't have aggro. Here you do, you equip like modifications to your guns, like to, like a suppressor or something. They'll give you lower threat rating. So, there's an enemy in the game, like there's like a tank and on his back, there's like a, an ammo box. And if you have less aggro, you could just keep on shooting it and he won't turn around and like, notice you and he will shoot at you. So you just keep on shooting the ammo box. And like once you destroy that ammo box, he's very easy to kill. But once, if you don't, like, it gets harder in challenging because like that tank character, if you don't down him quickly, then it's going to be a lot of wipes for the team because like he is very difficult to kill. He, like, once he gets your aggro, let's say someone has a ton of aggro, he will always aim at you, like, no matter what. And you get killed pretty easily if you're in his line of sight. But, other than that, like, the mechanics are somewhat similar, but, like, the base of operations, that's different from, cause, like, Destiny doesn't really have that. But once you get everything up and running, like, 100% everything, like, it really doesn't really add anything to the game. Like, it's only there as a carrot for your character as you're leveling up. So once you get 100%, you're pretty much, that's it for that portion of the game. That's like, you don't even worry about it anymore. But, yeah, they're similar games, but just little changes here and there just make them different.
Okie dokie. RPG.
So I finished up Fire Emblem Conquest. So, my 3DS is now free to play stuff, the other stuff. But I mean, I have to wait until I get a new one though, because I want to buy the other two games. But since I heard it's like a hassle to transfer stuff, I'm kind of holding off until I actually get one or a new 3DS side. I don't have to worry about that later. But it's a pretty long ride, but it was over fairly quickly. It was fine. And then I picked up Knights of Azure yesterday. But I didn't really get the chance to play it that much. I'm like only at like chapter 2 right now. So, I mean, there's really not much to say about it. But it's the game is pretty similar to the Devil Summoner games, the SMT ones from the PS2 era thingies. So it's like the battle system kind of revolves around you, like, you know, fighting and stuff, but then you can summon these demons to kind of like work alongside you. So you can have like up to a party of four with you each. Well, but alter it when you're back at the hotel. So far it's a pretty nice little time waster for the time being until, you know, April comes around. So that should hold me over until then. But that's pretty much it though. I haven't really been doing much gaming.
That is definitely not a lot. So, update on the scoreboard, even though Tropical's not here. That brings RPG up from 5 to 6. Tropical's still at 2. And Tekken is still at 9. So, you know, get some points on the board, Tropical, because RPG is going to just, like, cruise his way past you, and he'll never look back. But we'll see if he'll catch me or pass me, so yeah.
That's what I do. There's so many games coming out this year, Tekken. There's so many games coming out this year.
Oh,
wow. So many.
Good for you. Let's see. Is there no middle segment this week? Because I guess we didn't feel like trying, whatever. And we can just go on to the news. Yippee skippy. So, we talked about that Destiny game. I don't really talk about it anymore, but stuff happened.
Of course you do.
And,
so did you finally delete it from your hard drive?
I'm not deleting it yet, Gamer. I'm gonna wait until September. And then I'm gonna delete it because I have my conspiracy theory that they would do what they kinda did and be like, oh, yeah, you guys want this like sweet stuff easily? Here it goes. Oh, and you can like infuse it at 100%. It's like, whatever. So yeah, that happened. And then, you know, it's like they might give you even more like rep because I can finally get my 3 class items because, you know, or exotic class items because, you know, it's not ridiculously stupid the way it is now. Like, oh, why would I even bother trying with this? Like, why would I even try? Whatever.
Because you would love to?
So there's the chroma stuff, which is like a color that's not just your shader, but it's like on your armor or weapons. And
yeah, I didn't catch that thing in the stream. Like, what weapons can that be applied to?
I think it's any year two stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because, or anything year two that has, that's, I don't know, year two that's Holy. Like, that they did for this update. Because it has to have those two slots on it that says you can.
Oh, it has to have those two slots, okay. Yeah.
So what, do you just like put a shader in a slot or something? Like it, or?
Well, there's like certain colors like white, red, blue, yellow, there's probably some other ones, whatever. And so like when you get your little box, I forgot what it's called. What is it called, Gamer? The thing?
Sterling
chest? Yeah, the Sterling chest. You have a chance to open it. And then like, I think every week you get one from certain vendors and the Postmaster, Varix and the Postmaster. I could be wrong because I missed part of this because I was doing my laundry. And then like you open that and you get whatever you get. And so like there's a chance for you to get that and then you can apply it to your gun. And then you can also like re-roll it to see if you can get a different color on it. So yippee skippy scappy. That is, that's for like both your armor and your weapons. So yeah, cause they did it on, and like they showed these, what were they called? There's like a word, it's weird, like they're saying words, but like, what, resolute, something else, where it's like, it looks like it's taken, but it's not called taken for some reason.
Oh, desolute or something.
Yeah, desolate. But they weren't calling it that. I was like, they're saying it weird. Anyway, that, and
then, also what, that Spectre gear, whatever.
Yeah, they weren't saying Spectre, it's like Spectre.
Yeah, Spectre.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, one of those.
It was a Spectre gear that was the one that was 3 light. It was just vanity gear that you could boost up. It just looks good.
So they kind of did the same thing that they did with Spare Racing, where it's like you get these sets of armor, but they drop at 3 lights. You have to infuse them up if you want to use them in battle.
Because but infusion is different. It goes back to the year one stuff where it's like, oh, just like infuse it, it'll get max everything. It's like, okay.
It's like, what's that? You have something 320 and you want it to be 320? Oh, you only got to 319. Or less than 319 because it's only 80%. It's not 1-to-1, but it is now because, you know.
Oh, it's an hour.
Which it should have been to begin with, but.
That's the story of year two, but hey, let's continue. So there's that, there's some new ships that look like the Taken, they were saying weird stuff on the ship. Like, I don't know why they wouldn't just say like, it looks like it's Taken now, or like Taken version, they just kept saying stupid stuff, but whatever. There's new emotes, the Credicated one looks kinda cool, I kinda want it, but I'm not gonna spend money on it. They also said like, in the Court of Orcs, you get 335 artifacts chance to drop, I think. Or 330, 335, whatever, one of those two. I think it was 335, because it's like, why else would you go to Court of Orcs? Because nobody goes there, because it's useless.
Well, because once you've already got what you need from it, it's like, what is the point?
Now that you have so many antiquated runes from, you know, running the raid all the time, and, you know, not needing these, because we'll make a use for them. And you can make your HUD go away. They made, like, a big thing about it. I was like, whatever. Whoopee-doo. You can make your HUD go away.
And he was like, I was kind of laughing. He's like, oh, thanks to this dude for making that happen. It's like, how hard is it to make the HUD go away?
it's like, what are you doing right now?
Also they added more vaults, dude. So, you know, they're a good gamer. The one thing
Is that what they did?
I loaded up my game while I was watching it because I was like, do I only have 2 pages of ammo or weapons?
Whatever. So they only added one more page.
One more page. How much more do you want, Gamer? You're so demanding.
I want infinite. Like,
oh my. Well, they can't do that.
Like that's a problem in Division too. It's like, you have a stash in the Division as well. And like, that's full. So it's like, oh. Yeah.
Well,
there's a big problem with these like MMO light-ish games. Like, they give you something, but then it's not enough, cause like you keep on getting gear constantly, and you're like, I don't want to throw this away cause there might be a chance where I want to use it sometime, like,
you don't want to delete it.
Yeah. But just that chance, you know?
I think a better name for that would be loot proliferation games, cause that's kind of all to talk, really. I mean.
Cause in addition to the vault space, they're bringing back, like, old year one legendary pack.
That made me kind of angry, because I was like, I wish I still had my Shadow Price. It's like, oh, here's a Shadow Price. It's like, whatever, dude, I'm over
it. But it seems like you have to reacquire them.
Yeah, because they said you can only get them from Legendary Ingrams. They're not going to sell them in the tower, so. No, I thought they're going to make him hard to get because I'm sure they're going to do something in the.
I was like, he was like
the chopper rate for legendary incomes. You know,
he was like name dropping all these like legendary gear weapons.
Yeah, like the old ones. Like they had.
I know
the
sniper. That's about it because everything else was just garbage.
They had the old zombie apocalypse machine gun.
Yeah.
Some other machine gun that I used to use too. I was like, wow, I remember.
And they're bringing back some exacts too, like Queensbreaker Bro, but it's like no one used that. They're bringing back pacifier, purifier robes, some garbage. I was like, no one used these in year one. Like, why would? Eh. So
it's not wrong.
It's like, oh, is a Fatebringer there? No.
ye old Fatebringer. Let's see. And then, see, like, I missed the part when they were showing the armor set that was the, Taken, and then I came back, and I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, they said you have to get the set, so it's, like, piece by piece. So it's not just, like, a shader. It's actually pieces of one armor set that has the Taken look.
Oh, so you can look Taken?
You could look Taken. And the only way to get that armor set is through these Sterling chests.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to be fun.
Like, will this drop for me? I have no idea.
It won't. Because it's Destiny.
Did you see the part where they're showing a sword or something? Was it a different sword?
Yeah, it was the same sword. It just had that shader on it. Or that that chroma on it.
Chroma. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Hello, Wells.
So yeah, you know, they added stuff to Destiny and, you know, I guess I'll be playing it for a bit before I go back to not playing it ever again. Being happy with my life. Anything else happened this last week?
Yeah, there's a lot to happen.
PlayStation Plus games for PS4, Zombie, and Dead Star. I'm not sure what the other two platforms are, so.
I'm Alive for PS3.
I am alive. That sounds familiar. Is that like a good game?
It was a decent game. Yeah.
Supposedly, it was going to be AAA ginormous, and it was just some downloadable game. It was like, oh, okay.
What's the point?
PlayStation VR headset. The core units were up theater, but I didn't buy mine, so.
You guys aren't into VR?
Well, I don't know, man. Like, I am, but I'm not sure if I'm, like, I want to spend $400 on this thing. I'm going to wait until E3 to see if there's, like, any games I want to get between now and then to, like, have money to spend on them. And then I'll be like, okay, then I'll be good to go. But until then, I'm like, eh. And then, like, the whole PS4 4K version, I was like,
Man, those rumors are starting to get hot, like.
I just was about to say, it's starting to become this is happening.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing.
The stuff that dropped today, that's crazy. Like, whatever they're doing. Whatever they're going to announce at E3 is going to be through the roof. Like, what are they doing? Cause like, think about like, the rumor is, like, there's going to be games that are going to be made for PS4 and PS4 4K, that's what they're calling it right now, like, right? That's the code name.
That's the code name, yeah.
It's gonna look like garbage on PS4. It's gonna look great on PS4.
I mean, I guess as garbage as it can look on PS4. Let's be honest here.
It's gonna be like a new 3DS comparison where it's like, it looks great on new 3DS and it could run well. It'll play on PS4, but it won't look as good.
Yeah, but do you have a 4K TV to play on? Or the money to buy
one? I don't think you need a 4K TV. I think it's just like that's a term they just want to put around because, it's like, 4K. But like, the thing is, they just want that power inside the PS4 4K, PlayStation 4 to power. Cause like, they said a lot of the rumor was saying that this was made because VR is coming before that comes out. And they want to, make it VR look better. Cause right now, VR doesn't look so hot, you know, it doesn't look good on a, like, normal PS4. And they want to make it look better with this new version of hardware. Cause looking at if you watch the Giant Bomb stream for, like, Oculus Rift, cause that launched Tuesday, some of those games did not look good. And that was, like, on a PC, on a 970.
$1,000
If that didn't look good, how would it look like on PS4? Not great.
Still gorgeous.
It'll just be like a lot of like low fidelity stuff and like kind of low res visuals, but it will still be playable, but to get increased fidelity, it would be nice. But yeah, those rumors are crazy because like, was it the rumor saying it was like going to be at $400 if they weren't going to upgrade the CPU? It's like, holy shit.
I did not do that.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I mean, I'm assuming there's going to be a bunch of like trade-in deals from various places though, so.
But like, let me ask you these guys, this question, like, would you trade in your PS4 for a new one?
What? No, it's not worth it to me, but I mean, I'm sure there are people out there who would.
If I could keep my data that's on my hard drive, which is like a lot of stuff right now.
Oh yeah, then there's also that, like, are the hard drives compatible? Cause it's like, I need to be able to transfer my old one into that one. Otherwise, like.
You could probably just use the backup feature. That'll be fine.
I think the other thing was like, this was on the heels of that Xbox One announcement of like, oh, we're going to have more than one Xbox One SKU or whatever.
Or they were thinking about it or whatever.
It's like, yeah, is this happening? Are we going to like do this like phones now? This is, I'm not sure how I feel about this. All right, that was the week I was like all on the PlayStation train to like, where is this headed? I'm feeling apprehensive now. I think I'll hold off on my PSVR pre-order for until E3. See what's going on, because something is amiss here. I feel a disturbance in the force.
Aww. As you should.
Of course, you know, these are all rumors. You know, we never know if this is actually going to happen.
They're starting to get like more and more, like people are like talking about it more and more recently. It's like, I'm starting to wonder, like, if it's starting to sound like, yeah, this is definitely going to happen. And
oh, if there's smoke, there's fire type of thing.
Yeah.
Cause that would be, I think that would be nuts because like you have a huge user base and you're just going to be like, oh, here comes a new thing.
Basically. Yeah.
Like, oh, Sony, when they're in first, like, they do something that's just like, oh, no, facepalm, you know? It's like, God. Because, like, at this moment, like, feels like the software, it's like a lot of misses. Like, a lot of, like, rethreading of old stuff. And there hasn't been a ton of new stuff coming out.
Because, I mean, I feel like, and since people are already making, like, such a big deal about the 4K thing, it's like, I feel like it's going to end up turning into a bunch of remasters put on that system, and it's like, okay, this is, like, the beginning of the generation all over again. It's like, I'm not doing this. So, well, it's one of those things where I'm like, if the content, like, I have to wait to see if, like, there's, like, some actual major content happening before I jump on board something like that.
Because, like, we haven't, aside from, like, Ubisoft, like, they're the only ones pumping out, like, new titles. And, like, EA has been, oh, just here's a sports title here and there.
Here's a sports
and, like, title. There's no really, like, new, was that a new game from them? Like, we've only seen, like, what, Plants vs. Zombies and the sequel to that. We saw, like, what, Dragon Age. And that's it from EA and their sports titles, but whatever.
Yeah, Mirror's Edge.
That's coming out, but, like, we don't know. That's the thing, we don't even know how that game even plays yet. We've seen, oh, here's a story, here's the visuals, but how does the game play? Because they said it's an open world thing, and that game comes out, what, 2 months from now?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's weird. And then Capcom's like, Port City.
well, yeah, it is Capcom after all, so.
But the rumor post that had it, the Deep Down was being made for 4K, PS4 4K. It's like, what? That game still exists.
I just was about to say at this point, I just assumed it no longer existed because it's like,
I guess.
Like, no, guys, we forgot we were doing that, so.
Yeah. I know. I'll be up for it. But it's like, if that comes out, because they're saying it's coming out Q1 2017, that's going to cut into my, should I buy VR, when it comes out this fall? Because if that's coming out soon, I'd rather buy a newer PS4 than VR.
Yeah.
You know? Because they're supposedly they're going to be the same price.
I was just about to say the package deal is anyway, so.
Oh. What can you do?
Not buy it?
Not buy what? VR?
Not buy either of them.
That's new. Shiny.
Gamer, that is not a reboot.
Just... must have it. Plus, I've heard, like, Dead or Alive Extreme 3 is going to have some VR mode, and I was like, oh my god. Sign me up.
Doesn't take much for him. Doesn't take much.
Yeah, I think Gamer tweeted something,
no, it doesn't.
Something about, oh yeah, the rumored release for Final Fantasy being in September, and I was like, Gamer, PlayStation VR comes out the next month. How would you...
It's not rumored, it was like leaked.
GameStop jumped, or GameSpot, not Spot, GameStop. Yeah. Yeah, they jumped the gun, and they're like, LOL, we forgot that the event's tonight, because reasons.
Because we totally read our NDAs and pay attention to what we shouldn't say before this notice.
A lot of people were saying, like, they shouldn't have briefed the press before.
That's the thing I said. Like, that's stupid. Like, why would you're just asking for your information to get leaked. Like, you're just asking for it. It's like, they should have just waited.
Because I remember watching the 13 event when that came out. It's like, oh, this is coming out this month. And like, oh, that's pretty crazy. Oh, here's Leona Lewis. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Now that event. That's not one of the things they tweeted. It was like, please be excited or something.
Oh, really? Did they say that? Did they say
that? Like, oh, man. I feel bad for that PR person. Let me try to.
And he's probably just joking because, like, that's a meme that's associated with them specifically. So please be excited. Text.
Yep.
I mean, I'm guessing they still have like stuff to show, like a new trailer, and then there's
the demo thing and everything.
Yeah. But they just won't have the same, you know, thing for the release date, because now it's like everybody kind of. So they'll probably be like, you know what? Let's just make it like a week before, so that way GameSpot was wrong, and it's like, nope, take that.
Well, they had that rumor that was going on that it was September 30 before GameSpot ever was like had that video leak. Like there was a report from. Some outlet, I forget which, but like they said from their sources, it says it was September 30th. It's like, so everyone was just basing all their rumor on that date, and lo and behold, that is the date that's coming out.
Well, I think part of it is because, I remember that, cause I think that was around the time they were doing their survey thing, cause they were like asking when people would like prefer to have the game like in the fall or in the summer kind of thing. So it was around that time that people were like reporting. The estimated
date. That's a good date. September 30, that is a decent date for a game. Because, I mean, Call of Duty is not out yet. There's no Assassin's Creed.
Like a few months after that, yeah. And there's no Assassin's Creed this year.
So, yeah, that's pretty solid date.
I would be okay with it anyway.
What if Persona 5 gets announced? Coming out September 30.
I would cry. It's like, guys, we've got to stop doing this.
What would you play first if both came out the same day?
Persona 5, without a doubt. There's no question about that would be happening. But it's like, cause it's like, this has been happening now, cause like, I just remembered that Ratchet and Clank came out the same day as, like, Dark Souls, and then, like, there was just, like, now that Starshine got its release date, it's the same day as, Zero Escape 3. So I'm like, this is becoming like a trend this year, and I don't think I like it. So it's like, with my luck, it really will get announced for like September 30th. And I'm like, god damn it. So, let's hope not. They said the summer. So let's hope not.
Oh, for a Persona?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Just imagine just before, 15. So you have like Persona 5 like strolling into 15. Oh man. RPG's gonna have a hell of a time, like, RPG heaven right there.
It is, except that I'm gonna be leaving like the week right after it comes out if it is September 30th though, so I probably won't get that much time to play it, so it's like, well, there it goes back.
Just binge it, RPG, just binge it.
Yeah, but they already said like just the story itself takes 50 hours to complete, so.
Oh, true.
That plus whatever like side stuff they have, I might not be able to marathon it fast enough to get through it, so.
Yeah, I found the tweet. It was Final Fantasy 15. It tweeted, I think there's no reason to watch Uncovered Final Fantasy 15 after hearing some air quote news. You'll miss a lot more if you don't tune in. Hashtag please be excited.
I mean, like I said, like I'm still like kind of, like I said, there's still stuff they could show, so I'm still interested in seeing it. I just don't like to stream stuff, so I'm like, where am I going to watch this? I don't know. I don't know, man.
Just watch it. Don't need to.
But I don't want to go to YouTube. YouTube is, like, dirty.
or Twitch.
Twitch is worse.
Twitch is even worse.
I just hope the host duties are like not outlandish. As much as I enjoy some of these guys, but yeah.
I've actually never seen either of like them host anything, or I haven't seen like any of their web show. I think they do.
Oh, Greg Miller?
Yeah, I mean, I know of him. I just never like actually.
Oh, never seen him host. Yeah, he hosts a lot of stuff for some reason. I don't. But yeah, hopefully they don't take it too far. Like, have some like, oh, here's Mega 64 doing something. Like,
Yeah, I hope. It's
I like those guys, but come on, it's getting a bit stupid.
Because I hope it's like kind of like streamlined or whatever. Like it's not like a bunch of like filler crap. It's like, guys, let's get to the point of this whole thing. Like, come on. We don't want to be here for 3 hours just for you to be like, oh, by the way, the release date is that date that you heard earlier. So thanks for sticking with us for 3 hours.
We kind of forgot too. Isn't like the first episode of the Final Fantasy VII remake supposed to be coming out
this year? I don't think it was this year. They never like really said when it was going to happen. They just said it will eventually.
Square Enix, man, if they released that this year, like first episode, they have a pretty good year this year.
It might be too soon for that though, because they already have like two
Fantasy. So true.
So they'll probably hold off until next year.
Pretty good year for Square Enix.
Star Ocean.
Well, three major games actually, because Deus Ex is coming out this year too.
Yeah, Hitman, as soon as the episodes come out, should be pretty substantial.
So yeah, they'll probably.
Like, Tekken, tell me, is that a monthly thing?
Yeah.
So every month there's gonna be a new location.
Every month there's new locations, and then like, new content. In between then there is like, they're adding, the escalations, or they're adding random stuff, like escalation and contracts or whatever. They haven't added any live targets so far, but they did add some escalation stuff. I didn't mess around with it, so like whatever.
I think the first live target thing just happened to get delayed, is what happened, because they were planning to, but I think it just got delayed.
I'm level 20, so I'll be all over it when it drops finally.
Please be excited.
Alright, well I guess we don't have any more news, so we can just go ahead and sign up on the podcast. Since Tropical's not here.
Tropical way to ruin everything. Good job.
Has he played Paragon?
Yes, I think he has. Well, I mean, he got the Founders Pack thing.
He hasn't talked about it on the podcast yet.
I think he has.
Oh, he hasn't talked about it.
Well, that's just happened. So it would have been this week had he been here.
Just curious what his thoughts on it.
Because I want to get it when it does come out, but I wasn't paying for it to do that. So it's like, I'll wait. I will wait, because I think it comes, out, what, in like May or something, right? May or June or something like that?
It's May. There's a ton of stuff in May.
Sometime soon.
The only thing in April is, I don't even know now. Actually, I think Ratchet & Clank is the only game in April. Maybe Valkyria.
Dark Souls.
Well, Dark Souls 3? Dark Souls,
that's coming out though.
Like that.
There's also Bravely Second that same week.
Bravely Second's coming out the same day, damn. Oh, Square Enix is really on a roll then this year. Holy crap.
Oh yeah, I forgot that is this year too, yeah. So there's that as well. That's also Square Enix.
Well, I guess there's nothing I'm looking forward to in April besides, maybe some Ratchet & Clank. I think their episode of Michonne comes out actually, since it's like one every month, so there's gonna be one next month. Yay, it's my final episode.
I kinda wish when like a new episode would come out, like the PlayStation would tell you a new episode's out.
Automatically download it.
Cause like when I saw you playing Michonne, I was like, why is he playing Michonne? Is there a new episode? Oh, there is.
Yes. That's my one thing I don't like about Telltale stuff is it doesn't download the new episodes for you. Cause I was like, can I download it if the store's not updated? Cause I saw people playing Resident Evil 6 and I was like, store updated? But then they didn't tweet it and I was like, but then PlayStation is like not 100% all the time on tweeting like when the store's updated. Or like they don't tweet it until it's like way later and then everything's on the store and it's like, oh, whatever.
Just like, well, we'll just tell them once it's like super updated for everybody.
And it's like, you'll take in your hands and be like, let's see if it's on there. And then it is. It's like, oh, wow, I could have been playing this hours ago. Whatever.
Gaming.
So you're welcome. Guess we can sign off here. As Tribeca would say, check us out on the internet, at the website, YouTube, iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and all the other places that you can find us and stuff, or whatever. Well, you wouldn't say that.
Doesn't say and stuff.
You know.
That's you.
That's me. But, yeah. Is there anything?
You talk like a normal person.
in the thingies with the stuff, on the places that you go in the internet.
He uses words. They click on actual descriptions of things.
And stuff with the things. Do you have anything to say before we sign off, RPG?
Uncovered.
Anything to say before we sign off, gamer?
No. I'm good.
Okie dokie. Alrighty then.
He's just gonna keep playing his breast game.
It's a breasts and asses game now.
Oh, even better. Keep the pimp game. Keep the pimp game strong.
Well, my pimp game at the moment it's like really weak. I gotta know what these ladies want.
This would be a great time to talk about the Overwatch controversy. Just kidding. Just kidding. So yeah, until you hear from us again on the internet somewhere out there in time and space. Aimless Devil Z, and we're now signing off. Or Aimless Podcast signing off and stuff. Yeah.